Blog Talk Radio.
We only bear witness and we testify there is no God but one God, and his proper name is Allah. He is the creator of this creation. He has created this creation, planted us on, test us to see which one is worthy of the great pride that he has promised us after we do live a good life, after we keep saving out of our life. is a reward. So, Dr. Radio Station coming out of college, sponsored by Sister Claire Muhammad Sims School, handled by Hameen Muhammad of Los Angeles, California. We want to thank him for this show. We're here coming from Atlanta, Georgia. My name is Brother Abdul Akbar and Daya Akbar. We are the... So we're here from Atlanta, from Decatur, Georgia, with the Brock Talk Radio Station. I'm under the head co-host worker, and I also have a co-host worker named Sujah Muhammad coming out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and also Muhammad coming out of Columbus, Georgia, and we also have an Imam Ibrahim Abdullah coming out of Atlanta, Georgia. He's an Imam in LaGrange, Georgia. So we want to thank everybody who comes on tonight. We're here to bring clarity to the lie about Jesus and Mary and the lie they've been told on God. And that lie that God Almighty, the creator of all of us, has a son. This is to cause all kind of defect in people. Because everybody want to be a classy person, thinking that God came there in the image of God. You don't want to be missing that.
Bro Harry.
So we are here could you hold on for just a minute? So we're back.
We're back.
Assalamu alaikum. May God forgive us for
apologize
for coming out. So Allah is the great. So Allah is so great, he didn't let no truth be destroyed. So we like to start off with a prayer called our Father out. In this prayer, first we like to say this prayer in the Arabic language. Then we want to repeat it in the English translation. Humalay Shaitan Rajin, Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbilaydi Meen, Rahman Rahim, Maliki Omidin. Iyakana Budiyakana Stahin, Adin Isharatha Mustakin. Havazalade, the Hatole here. Dali Maidu, Vilayim, Waladolin. I mean. We seek protection from Satan, a rejected enemy, the outcast with the name of God. God is most gracious, and Allah is most merciful. Allah is the master of the day of judgment, in which we all live. Thee alone do we worship, and thy aid we seek. Allah, please always continue to show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favors on, and not of those who wrath were brought down, and none of those who go astray. Amen. So we thank you for joining us tonight here on the Block Talk Radio Station, talking about the oneness of God and how he created us and told us and warned us against things that we haven't stayed away from, like the lie, God got a son, God coming back. God has never left anywhere. God is always there, never missing. But they'll give you a God, tell me he's coming back. Coming back and do what? Somebody died for your sin, but you can't tell nobody that's important that somebody died for your sin, because it's a lie. And when you add it all up, it's the greatest, one of the greatest lies that have been told on a good man named Jesus, who is the son of Mary, not the son of God. God don't have no children. There ain't nothing that you can describe and connect it with God. God is bigger than anything that we have the mind to measure. So we thank you for this broadcast radio station. We're going to get ready. Since a lot of people not on tonight, we're going to play the CD of Imam Wahid Muhammad. We're going to play one of his CDs and let you hear what he had to say, the great leader he is. So we hope you keep tuning in. At the end, we hope to be able to ask some questions, comments. If you won't have anything to say, then just hold it. You'll get a chance to ask all the questions you want to. God is not a man. God is not a Caucasian man. God is not an African-American man, a Jew. He's nothing like God, nothing you can describe and call it God. Allah is bigger than anything that we can imagine. He's greater than anything that we can imagine being great. And he has created everybody you know, don't know, heard of, seen, and talked to, everybody. He created all of us for one reason, and that was to serve him. That was the knowledge that something greater than me put me together and put me on his ass to test me. Let me come through my mother's wombs and became a baby, an embryo, and then a lump of flesh was covered with bone. Then after 8 or 9 months, came out in the world, didn't know nothing, couldn't walk, couldn't talk, could only cry, ask somebody, and let somebody know I needed something. Then called me after 8 or 9 months to learn how to walk and stand up on myself and learn, listen, and learn how to talk from watching people that talk and spoke around me and learning the words I need to learn so I can speak the language of the people that I raised up with. So we thank Allah for all this vital information that he have given us. And he have given us this information to let us know that there is a creator. You don't see him, but he sees you. He tell you that look at the sun. And you can't look at the sun direct. But imagine what kind of force put that sun up there in the sky that don't fall down. It's a source greater than anything that you can imagine. And they did that. Look what the sun do. He gives everything its color, gives everything its texture, sweetness. He goes down in the impure water and pull it up and causes it rain back down pure. What a wonderful creator that have let the scientists see all of this, discover this. So God wants us to find out all the secret things that he has kept out of the eyes and the minds of people. But you will never see your creator. You might see Adam, and Adam is in your body. Adam is, you are made from atoms. All of us are made from atom. Everything you see has some atom in it. Huh? And now you know we are the children of the human Adam. Adam, they call his wife Eve. Not Bobby and Steve, but Adam and Eve. So God, Allah is the greatest. Allah is so great, he ain't let no truth be destroyed. So we're here tonight to keep that truth out in front so we can live, because the lies have caused us to put barriers up, have caused us to hate each other, despise each other. The lies. And then one of the lies of God got a son. You can't create a lie no bigger than that. Then said God has a mother, and the mother is older than God. So all these lies, when you examine them and you try to dissect them, your common sense will separate the lie from the truth. God said, know the truth, and the truth will set you free. You'll never know God like you know your mama or your parents or your friend. You can only know his work or his attributes. It's at one of his attributes that he is all merciful. He's all knowing. He's all loving. He's all kind. He's the King of Kings. This how you know the attribute of your Creator. But you would never be able to walk up to him and touch him. Huh? God is in fire, but he's not burned. He in water, but he don't get wet. That this is describing the Creator and letting you know there's nothing like the Creator. There's nothing. Nothing. Nothing that you can imagine with your mind. Nothing you can make with your hand is like the Creator of this creation. So we had to break sense out of something they have called not to make sense. So we're here. We pray that Allah continue to bless us with more knowledge and more understanding on what he wants us to do in this world. I want us to be good neighbors, good mothers, good fathers, good sons and daughters. That's good of good everything that of any good. God would want that for us. That's why he has a book, send this book through his final prophet, Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah. This is his final prophet. There's no more prophet to come. This is the final prophet. This is the final revelation that we have. Al-Quran is the final revelation. There's no book had been come after here. And we know they have went into the Bible and added and taken some out. It's clear. Because if this had been a book of God, we wouldn't have all the hell that we see in America. We wouldn't have slavery. They used the Bible to convince people that God gave slavery to the Gentiles or the Caucasians or the Jews to live over and mistreat people and let people serve them. Huh? This is what they want you to think. This is what the idea they want to sell you in the Bible, that God love everybody. He will love the one that do all the major and all the wrong in the world. God loved them. But God give you 10 commandments, and then in the commandments, God said, don't steal, don't kill. He don't tell you that what he going to do to you. He just said, don't do it. This is what. So how do God love something and then tell you not to do it? It's a trick on words. It's a false understanding of the Creator, and Satan is the one who brings in this false understanding of God. It's his job to keep the human being separated, divided, and he controls the one he divided, even the one who controlling the one, he got his hands on that one. Satan is a man and a woman who done took on weak ideas, wrong thinking, and lies. Is that that simple? But look how Satan used to tell us that he's on the ground waiting on you to get you when you die. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says a good devil there. Because these devils up here, they're lynching us and murdering us, raping the women. These devils, they waiting for you to get in the ground. Hanging you, setting burning cross in front of your house, killing the whole family, making you afraid of speaking up or standing up. These kind of devils are real. So we're here to separate ourselves from these evil and these corrupt people. And Satan, the Quran says, Satan is the most cunning of all the creation. He look like he's with you, like he's cheering you on. You look like you're on a good team, and he leading you straight to H-E-L-L. So we here tonight to also put Satan, give Satan the warning. His time is up, been up. And long as the Muslim community sit down and not express this truth to the world, not be afraid to get this truth to the world, then Satan is just having a stenching of time. Huh? The truth will crush and just about wipe out Satan. But it ain't no good you having the truth and you just don't share it with nobody. And as the Quran said, those who stay at home, those who stay at home and receive no harm is not equal to those who go out and fight in the cause of Allah. There's no equal in that person. And we know they got seven parts of the heaven. But if you get in one of them, that you be good doing good. But if you want to get in the top of the heavenly, then you have to work to earn yourself up in that seven level of the heaven. You have to earn yourself up in there. So we here tonight, and if anybody who has anything to say, mention, have a question, all you got to do is match one and come into the queue, and we will see you, and we will turn your mic on and allow you to continue saying what you want to say. We are not dictators. We believe in the freedom of the press. We believe in the Constitution. We believe that all men are created equal in God's understanding, to understand God. We are all created equal to understand the creator of this creation. But if we fail to do that because of the environment that we're in, then we need to pray and ask Allah to put us in that environment that's going to protect us when we leave here, because we come here to leave. We didn't come here to stay. We come here to get a record and go back to the creator of this creation. And God said, whatever you do in this world, it will determine where you be put. That's what the Quran said, in the next world. Or where you reap what you sow, and the Bible says, you can't sow wrong and get good. And the Quran says, whatever you scribe for, well, however you scribe, will soon come in sight. So anybody who got anything they want to say, please match one and come into the queue. If you match one and you can't get into the queue, dial 404-421-5630. That's 404-421 and 5630. Sometimes you match one, it won't allow you get in the queue. I don't know the defect in the station. I don't know what caused that, but I have had that problem myself. So if you want to get into the queue and you match one, then call that phone number I just mentioned, 404-421-5630, and we will cut your mic on. We see we got one of the co-host worker coming out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. We have Brother Sujah on, and I'm waiting on him to match one so he can come into the queue, or maybe his lovely wife, Quran. So match one, and then we will cut your mic on. Hameen Muhammad said, if they don't match one and come into the queue, don't cut their mic on voluntarily because they might not want to say nothing. So I told him I would. I honor that. That's one of the things he asked me to do as overseer of this show, and that is no problem for me to do. So anybody who got anything to say, match one, and I will cut your mic on, and you can go and start expressing yourself, add to what has already been said, or whatever you want to say. Alhamdulillah. So we Muslim. The word Muslim simply means one who has submitted his will to do the will of God. That's what it means. That's all it means. Simple as that. Jesus said, not my will, can be will be done, but God's will. He submitted his will to do the will of God. He was a Muslim. So all these other lies that they put with him, this un-Islamic life, we can detract them from his life and see the truth, because all the prophets that God created, all of them was one. All of them was one in bringing the message of Almighty God to the people. As-salamu alaykum, Brother Sujah Muhammad. Unmuting, come on. As-salamu alaykum, Brother Sujah Muhammad.
As-salamu
alaykum. Well, like as-salam, there you is.
There
you
is.
Give me about 30 minutes, and then I got to take care of something, then I'll be on. Give me about 30 minutes.
Okay, don't go rob no bank now.
Okay, all right.
Save me some of the money. Okay, thank you, Brother Sujah. As-salamu alaykum. So we thank Brother Sujah. He turned on the mic, but he got something to do. So we just move on. We keep rolling. That Quran.
Old soul.
Does old soul have anything to say? Let him. Then he match one. Come on in the queue. So we're here tonight. We're gonna play some Imam, cause he can talk. We can talk better to us than him. And we know we never in the month of Shabbat, coming into the month of Ramadan. Ramadan is the month that we fast for 29, 30 days, reading the Quran, fasting, only eating before the sun go up and after it go down. What a beautiful fast that Almighty God has given us. So we thank Allah for the fast, the Ramadan fast. It's one of the most beautiful things that you can do.
It replenishes our bodies.
Yeah. Mentally. Yeah. It's getting us ready for the next 11 months that we have to live in, because living under this, waiting on Ramadan, fasting, doing this month, trying to purify our good deeds and getting blessing, all kind of blessing. What a wonderful thing that Almighty God has given us. So we are here. We're the Block Talk Radio Station. This radio station is coming out of Los Angeles, California, under the guidance of Amin Muhammad. He is the one who is over promoting. This is a show was promoted by Sister Claire Muhammad Sims School.
Sponsored
by Sister Claire Muhammad Sims School. Well, I see that we got brother from Columbus on, and brother Columbus, all you got to do is match one and come into the queue, and we will cut your mic on, and you will be able to share some of that wisdom and knowledge that you have gained in Columbus, Georgia, throughout the world, if you are ready. So we're going to cut your mic on and get you and see what you, are you ready or not?
Yeah,
we
that. As-salamu alaykum.
Before you get started, please give us a report on that. Your better half, the sister who's been
your queen,
will you give us a quick report on that before you get to talking? We would love to hear about how her progress is coming along. So let us know.
Yeah, as-salamu alaykum. Udu billahi min shaitan nirajim. Bismillah al-Rahman nirahim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We thank Allah for you in the queue.
And we thank Allah for those who are out of the queue. And we pray Allah will bless all of us to hear and obey the best of our human ability that he has given us so that it's easy for us to do that. My Zoe, if we're going to give her a name, ain't no queens in Islam. I don't want to make a slip. I don't want the schemes of the shaitan to continue mess with our languages. But even though we use it when it's effective, but when it comes to saying something the truth, she's more than a queen. All you believing women, regardless of what your fate might be, you are greater than queen. A queen could never, ever, ever, ever have the responsibility and the mercy and the blessing that Almighty God Allah has upon you whenever you want it, ever you want it. So we pray Allah that, she is doing okay. As always, she on her own sends the greetings, we're looking to everything go right, inshallah. We might have her back in town tomorrow. And so, inshallah, we make dua, and all of y'all continue with your dua. We got everything done, except we're just getting transportation to bring her back from Atlanta here. So we pray Allah that she get here. And like we said, and then maybe 60 days from now, she receives Allah's mercy and protection like she's been doing. We may, inshallah, begin to see her come home and alhamdulillah, get her back to some normalcy of recovery. So we thank Allah for that, and we thank Allah for her to always remember those who have been praying for her, and thank Allah that she has, on her own free will, recognized that, and thank all of you very much. So we thank Allah for that, so we pray that she keeps moving forward at the pace. Just wanted to say, during this wonderful opportunity, is a message of concern. And this wonderful month of Ramadan coming up, like you said. But when we look at the world every day like we do, and we try to find out, how far we are lost and how far we are found. We were told lost and found about, 60, 70 years ago, and we was found. And then I guess we got lost again, and so we're trying to get out of this state of asr that Allah has all of us. Muslims, Jews, Christians, the whole world is lost. We say surely a man is lost, but we know that man means mind. So surely the human mind is lost. Its connection with its creator and creation is in a constant turmoil, jihad, struggle, chaos, and all the different translations of that terrible situation that we all are in, except those who make any kind of effort to remember the Creator and ask and beg him to please help us remember him in all that we do so we can get out of this smoke and especially get out of this fire that our open enemy, Shaitan, has used in all of his schemes, all of his ability to get into the human mind and project images of what they think is right and what they think is wrong, how they should live, how they should think, etc. So we pray a lot during this month of Ramadan, when you have commanded the angels and everything to come all the way down, you know, to show us that he's not going to miss a whisper of dua to him to ask for help. And he said during this month is when he answers all du'as a little faster than what he normally does according to his will and the circumstances of what we're praying for. So we pray a lot as we get ready to go into this reality of Ramadan, that we remember we're not saved either. We are still without a community of believers who are forbidding what is right. Forbidding what is right and inviting all to what is, inviting all to what is right, subhanAllah, alhamdulillah, and forbidding what is wrong for those who believe in the one God and the final day. So we asked Allah, he told us, he said, with all this chaos going on in the world, He said, that's why I'm telling y'all to get out away from those gangsters. Get out of work from those criminals, these murderers, these homosexuals. You know, he said, get out of their world. I want you to come. I want a whole band of you to come out and then be a mirror to them of what they were doing wrong, paraphrasing, so that they can see what they already know, but they disbelieve in it because of their disbelief in Almighty God. Allah can help them. They know about Allah just like Satan knows, but he don't want Allah's help, but he don't believe Allah can help, but he thinks he has the right. And he's trying to make us think and feel the same way about this wonderful creation that we have as Muslim human beings. So we know the number one thing we got to ask for Allah, let us be that band of people. Invite it all to what is right. And showing and inviting everybody to quit doing wrong. We had to come clear and ask ourselves, who is a hypocrite? We know we always say, what is a hypocrite? But we need to be asking ourselves and get out and open our eyes and clear our eyes for this spoken thing and ask Allah to bless us, to give us a clear picture of who the hypocrite is and how they operate. Because all of this trouble in the world is because of the hypocrite, not even a disbeliever, not the non-believer. All this stuff that's going on in the world is because of the hypocrite, who is a liar and tried to play both sides of the fence, as we say in our language as human beings. Trying to play both ends across the middle. He's standing in the middle because he thinks he's got some kind of righteous balance without Allah's permission. And he thinks he can play both sides. He thinks he can play the right side and the left side and get it all. In our reality, they call it capitalism. He wants to capitalize off of everything he can. And he puts a value on it. We have to ask Allah to bless us to understand that in the dunya, the problem is that they have put a false value on money, life, food, and everything. And that is why money is the root of all evil. It is the gold that everybody is chasing after that they can't catch up with, because they want to spend it on something else instead of their own soul in the path of Allah. We ask Allah to bless us to understand and say to ourselves and remember, show you how strong this fake image is to those who don't believe. They really believe that they should hate us, the believers, for wanting to have and establish the favor of Allah that we call freedom, justice, and equality in our dunya, in our share of the dunya, not their share of the dunya, our share of the dunya. And we need to understand that too. We need to get out of their dunya and get into our share of that dunya, which was all ours in the beginning. We came down in charge of this reality on earth, and we let the shaitan talk us out of it. But like Allah said, as long as we turn to him, he'll forgive us and he'll continue to work with us until we get with our own intelligent free will, make up our mind, quit being hypocritical, quit being the hypocrite of our own self. Why we say that? It's a good question to ask yourself. Why do the believers on this earth at this time know that those who call themselves the believers, that's talking about us Muslims, we turn our backs and turn our heads away from seeing the wrong that we do and won't say nothing about it? But we run around chest tied and getting on everybody else who has a different way of life than ours, that is full of different beliefs, trying to tell them to correct their situation. And we got all these same type of people, these hypocrites, in our path, interfering with us, making murderers out of us. Kings and queens, pimps and players, they ain't fooling nobody. Gamblers, chasing, making fornicators out of us. And then thinking they can get away with it because they know the young believers like us here in America. See, they know that Allah is putting us in the best position a slave could ever be, like he did Bilal. And they are taking advantage of our emotional, young development in our faith and working right along with the hypocrites and other realities and other nationalities, other races, other religions, to scare us into saying anything. And then making us so emotional and so human that we're willing to turn our faces away from what is doing wrong and look the other way, as they say. So we got to remember, we got to save our own Islamic life first. And quit trying to save everybody else's life when we know we got a bunch of hypocrites and devils amongst us. And they looking at us like we're crazy. They're not looking at us with sympathy like we're doing with them, because we know what they're going through, because Allah blessed through the history of our experience being a slave here in America. And then I got, you know, we know the truth, but we still know that they don't. But we real true is we are still falling into one of the wicked schemes of the shaitan. He is making us lower our gaze and ignore the wrong that those who bow down with us are doing. Like I said, we know somewhere around the world there's Muslims bowing down with each other side by side in salat and smell alcohol on each other's breath, smell cigarettes, maybe even opium since they smoke those hookah pipes or whatever they call them, hookah pipes, when they should be smoking nothing to put in their lungs to kill the functions of their lungs, especially any kind of fire. They've gone back to a certain degree hoodwinking and enslaving our women, of the religious women, and denying them their rights. You know, denying us all the rights of the Quran and the life of Prophet Muhammad that Allah promised us if we make dua to him and have trust in him that he is real, and he'll turn all that around and get our share of the dunya, not only from the world, but from the Muslims too. Get our share of that dunya. The Islamic slaves that came over here who might be our parents have died for those Islamic rights. We run around in the town to make the Christian world give us our right in this environment, but we won't even make the Muslim world give us our right that our Islamic slaves that came over here have been praying for, and we are proof that their prayers are working, but we have to get our rights first from home so that the world will know that we are a model, that you're not going to infringe upon our rights, and we're not going to infringe upon yours. And those of you outside the cave, the same thing is happening to you outside this queue. Every human on earth is going to be gone. Nobody is trying to establish the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is getting on the human family, and they all know about it because they all know enough about the Quran and the life of Prophet Muhammad in the history. They knew before we did. The way to go in this reality. And they refuse to turn this dunya loose for their share of the dunya. Give you a quick question. We already got one. Who are the hypocrites on this earth right down in 2022? Who are the hypocritical people? Who is the Gog and Magog people? We're watching all this stuff being displayed right in front of us. And we act like we won't even look at it. Ain't there something, all this stuff we witness today? And then we don't ask ourselves simple questions when we look at the history. Do you know that the Jews and the Muslims since the 7th century are the one who played a great role in establishing what we call today Russia? I looked online today and I seen that there's 25% of the billionaires in Europe are in Russia, and they are Jews and Muslims. So what are we hearing? They showing all this stuff on TV. They showing how broke they supposed to be. But Ukraine has the greater part of rich Muslims in the world, in Europe, in Russia, right there in Ukraine. The rich Muslims, billionaires, muftis. The muftis are the rich people in Russia. How does a religious person get rich in a country that's supposed to be disbelievers and atheists? How do they get rich all these hundreds of years? And like we said one before, my concern is how can believing men and women be the richest people and the most hideous animalistic people in the world? Why are they not turning on them? Like I said before, the Muslims and we can say so-called Jews, because we know Jews ain't who we talk about when we say Jew. But they have been in Russia before Russia was even thought about being called Russia. It had 3 or 4 other names before it became what we call Russia, the Soviet Union, Republic of Russia. Let those who have eyes see. Who are the perpetrators for real? And they got us begging around over here in America, putting our nickels together. Ain't thinking about us, the indigenous slave over here. And we sending money to the war zone, to the richest people over there in Ukraine. Even Putin's a billionaire, or almost one. And they've been there since the 7th century, Muslims and Jews. What type of Muslims are these hypocrites, Muslims and Jews, or what? That's what we, the people who have that opportunity, and this is our destiny. Because we are the people that they really are Mujahideen. Because we're our people under Mujahideen of this 100 years. And the world, Shaitan is trying to do us like he's been doing every other religious opportunity extended to the human being, making hypocrites out of them. Telling us one thing, praying with us, eating with us, or whatever. Let's be out of the line and then go back on the other side and count the money that they've been stealing from us. That's what Hitler was talking about. Who is really, like the brother said, like they had in that movie, what Sufjan say, who are we fighting? You know, who are these people? And they're supposed to be righteous. And they have people like that in every society almost on the earth to a small percent now. But they are like they say in the statistics, what, 5% or 2% or 10%, whatever, 10% of the people have got all the wealth and manipulating, making a stage out of our earth, the believers' earth. This earth belongs to the believers. And people on the outside of the cube, remember, I'm talking about you and what condition you in that we're trying to not go back in and stay out of. Why we do our part to want for our brothers and sisters who are lost with us, but we trying to tell you we have found the way. We see the light. And those amongst you who believe, we trying to get you to follow the true light. Not the sunlight, not the moonlight, the strobe light, the red light, the green light. Follow the light of the Quran. Be satisfied with your share of the dunya. It's righteous. And as we get more of it, we're going to turn the soil. We're going to turn and get all of the contamination out of it and make our share of the dunya as believers, make it righteous. And Allah is going to reward us by giving us more. You want to know why we ain't got nothing? We're not appreciating what Allah gives like he tells us in the Quran. And remember, the Quran is speaking to everybody, but specifically to the Muslims. Let me say it again. The Quran is talking to every human being on this earth, but specifically to the Muslims, because we are the ones who Allah has given this assignment of establishing his favor to the human family who believes in one God, him, using that terminology, in the last day. Ask ourselves, what makes a Muslim ignore the wrongdoings of Muslims? Remember, we are fully, Shaitan is attacking us, the Muslims, especially the Muslims here in America. He's doing everything he can to make us turn around. Everything. He's using our mothers, our fathers, our friends next door, our food, shelter. He's using everything he can to try to convince us to don't believe what Allah invites us to. Or even try to make you hypocritical and try to get all the benefits that they see in the truth, but they try to take it back to the wrong and live in it, because they believe in this physical dunya. They love this world. Any time that the Jews can be convinced by Satan to give up on this world and don't even believe in the hereafter, what makes you think he's trying to do to us Muslims? And he's been doing it. And I'm talking about us Muslims here in America. Do you realize how wonderful we started off believing in Almighty God Allah, and the future we seen in being a Muslim, and all the joy and happiness we had, and then all of a sudden, wow, it seemed like it disappeared, didn't it? Now we turn around and asking everybody who we done left to help us find our Islamic life. And we got the Quran and Prophet Muhammad, but we don't use it. We practice with it. Otherwise, what that mean, practice with it? You read a little bit, and then you go try it in the world. You read a little bit and you go try it in the world. We're not living it. We're not putting our faith. We're not putting our trust in Allah. We sometimes even question in our deep, deep private self whether or not if Allah exists. Because how many times you all have heard Allah say publicly, man, how in the world can we be serving God the way we're doing and we living like that? That means you must don't believe. It's just lip service. You must already believe in the law of God. Because right now what's going on in the world, this virus and all this stuff that's going on, Allah said, I done told you 1,443 years ago, let there come out of you a band of people. And in our language of today, and establish what is allowed. And make your life and your death like your brother Ibrahim said, it's all for you, Allah. I don't need nobody except but you, Allah, and your messenger. And Al-Islam, the way that you have prescribed for me. And again, you people outside the queue, this go for you. We got it. We trying to hold on with it, and we trying to share it with you. And we might be putting a little bit too much in it because you done told us how you feel. This ain't something that happened overnight. You've been telling the Muslims for 1,443 years and a few more, inshallah, that you don't believe. You don't like, you're not giving up your pork. You're not giving up alcohol, women, murder. You're not giving up. But we got to come to understand that and ask ourselves, what is Shaitan doing to us to make us disbelieve in one of the Lord's chapters in the Quran, the life example of Prophet Muhammad, and got us believing in him and trying to work with his imps in the dunya when most of us don't even have no idea what is our share of the dunya, because our share of the dunya is what we try to be begging for and talk about every day, our community. Our land that our community owns, our businesses that our community owns, our schools that our community owns, our hospitals, et cetera, et cetera. That's our share of the dunya. We're too busy trying to get the share of the disbelieving dunya than we are trying to establish our share of it. We're trying to get it all. Shaitan got us trying to get it all. We want to be superior. We want to own the earth. And that's why everybody's fighting each other, because they got, they're all like-minded, they all got their own, and the things are with the weed. But we already know there's no, they say honor. We know that old quote, they say no honor amongst thieves, but what they said, there's no truth amongst thieves. They don't respect the truth. Don't care nothing about the truth. So we need to ask ourselves, to please ask Allah, reveal to us this scheme that Shaitan is using on us. They keep stealing our time and our efforts to try to help our brothers and sisters of other ways of life, of which Allah has told us. Allah said, I have completed my favor to you now, and I'm going to put you in a situation where no other harm will come to you from the ways of lives and knowledge that you have experienced. And how it has been turned on you and beat you up all these thousand years. He said, I'm going to establish a way for you and those who believe. Because you ain't the only slave. You just the worst slave they ever treated. There were slaves in Mecca when Bilal had that brick on his on his chest. But they wasn't treated as bad as that slave community was. That's why Allah took the worst treated slave in the times of the Prophet Islam and made him the strongest supporter of the other slave and freed us. It wasn't what they had that movie. She said, he said, I guess we're going to have to bathe ourselves, huh? Because if we let him go free the way he believed in God, we've been beating him, putting a brick on him, got him out in this 110 degree weather, and he's still saying one God. If we let him live, he's going to set all of the slaves free. And then who are we going to bathe and feed us? Shaitan is saying the same thing here in the United States of America. These rich people in the United States of America, they didn't carry it up a notch. They said, we can't make no life over them in the field no more. But we'll utilize their administrative skills. We'll utilize their doctor skills. We'll get them to do everything to take care of us and our children. And we'll give them the crumbs off of their education. Give them the crumbs off of their skills and let them fight over it amongst themselves. But we'll have them coming to work for us and our children, our belief, because of how perverted it might be. What does Allah say? Perverted they are. We have to work on our own self first and show the world that we love our children so that they know that we love their children. And make a prayer to their creator that they'll love their children. And don't keep letting Shaitan or the criminals or murderers or perverts among them keep making them live that lie in thinking that America is beautiful. That America stands for freedom, justice, and equality.
All right, Bob.
Don't you know Shaitan? Yes, sir. That's why the scheme of the Shaitan ain't going to never, ever, 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 by Allah's permission. Remember now. Shaitan ain't no God, none. He's a creature like us. But he has a law of submission. That if we turn around and listen to him, it ain't no more than what we deserve. What the law tell us, you know, in one of the gifts he gave us through Imam W. Muhammad, He said, tell them they get the leadership that they deserve. I mean, back to you, brother. Thank you very much. Akbar. I said, Amalekum.
I said, well, look at the lamb. Bring, I had on mute. Bring some more of that fire. Don't go anywhere. Alhamdulillah. Let me see if the suit y'all ready. And, I'll bring back. It's been 30 minutes. Alhamdulillah. Brother Suja, are you there?
Assalamualaikum.
Well, look at the lamb. You got it, my dear brother.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Yes. We thank Brother Muhammad. We'd like to stay with Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. We also bear witness and testify that there is only one creator. And we bear witness and testify that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessings be upon our Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the prophet. He's the messenger of Allah. He's God's servant. Prophet Muhammad is a human being just like you and I. He ate food, walked the streets. He prayed. He prayed to Allah. His wife said that he was the walking Quran. He was the Quran walking. They said that when if Prophet Muhammad was standing up with a group of people, so you never knew who he was. You see? So he was a human being. And that's what we bear witness to. You know. And Allah said that he didn't make one person superior over another. You know. And I'm praying we don't think that Allah made one person superior over nothing. Allah said in the Quran that he made us different so we can learn from each other and know each other. Never did he say that he make us one of us superior. He said the one that's most superior is the one that's most careful of his duty to Allah. So that can be anybody. That can be anybody. And if we don't be careful, praise be to Allah. I'm just adding to what our good brother Muhammad is saying. I'm just adding to it. If we don't be careful, Allah showed us the Bible. From the Bible, how deep this jealousy is, this envy and jealousy is. He showed us how deep it goes. How destructive it is, envy and jealous of your brother. It says that it got so deep that Cain killed his brother. Cain killed Abel. Killed him, murdered him. Jealousy, envy. But the Quran came out with something just came out with something strong also. And he was talking about our brother in Egypt. What he went through. Allah showed us the same thing. He showed us how deep and envy and how powerful jealousy is. How it will bury you. It will mess you up. The brothers, they were so jealous I can't think of my brother's name. That's in Egypt. They said, kill him. So put him down in the well and kill him. And all of them start agreeing to it, except one said, no. That's our baby brother. That's our baby brother. So don't kill him. But it's just the whole idea. That because they were jealous of him, and that's what it was, jealousy. Because his father gave him attention and showed love to him, and they feel like their fathers didn't give them the attention and the same love that they gave him. So one of the brothers said, don't kill him, just put him down in the well. And maybe one of the travelers come along will see him and pick him up. But you can see the deep and the threat and the deterioration of a human being when they're envy and jealous. It's an ugly thing. And we got brothers and sisters that didn't learn from that lesson right today. They didn't learn nothing from it. They think that that's just a story. That's just something happened. I read that and I go on to the next ayat. They'll go so far as try to destroy their brother. About nothing. In Islam, it say that you protect your brother when he's right or when he's wrong. So there's no excuse. There's no excuse. When we get to the point that we hate our brother, Allah's not with you. Because he say he's not with you. When you get to the point that you, everything that you do, you're scheming against your brother, Allah's not with you. Everything that you do, it's a scheme against your brother. And if you had an opportunity, you kill him. Envy and jealous. The image is one thing, but envy and jealous is another thing. So we got to progress. It's time for us to move forward. It's time for us to progress. But when Shaitan can throw that envy and jealousy on you and whisper in your ear and cause division, and just the idea of a person is getting on one side, is trying to make another person get on his side. Just that idea put a brother among the brothers of Joseph and the brother of Cain. I mean, Abel. Just the idea. And you can tell it so easy because you can see what the peoples are saying and what the peoples are coming with and how they coming. You can see it so easy. We're gonna have to be strong, brothers and sisters, to go through this. It's gonna take a miracle. If we're not successful, it's not because it's your brother. It's because it's yourself. Remember that. If we're not successful, it's not because of your brother. It's because of yourself. Praise be to Allah. And I was talking to Tariq, that was one thing with me that him and I were talking about, he is the one that brought the point up about Joseph. When I was talking about Cain and Abel. Envy and jealousy. I mean, I saw something, ma'am, that it was just unbelievable. It's just unbelievable. But praise be to Allah. Allah bless me to see that this didn't happen more than once. But when it's so intense, it's so ongoing. And every time we get an opportunity, we just add to it. Like we getting away with something. I said, this is beautiful. Brothers and sisters, is the influence. We the only influence that our young people have. Especially dealing with removing all racial images out of worship that portray God. We the strongest influence that they got. And they are watching us. It's just the whole idea of the words that we are saying. You got to see that these words are powerful. And it's going to get people's attention. And they are watching us. We are out front out there. When we ask for the removal of all racial images out of worship, well, we are out front. I don't care what nobody else say. our leader, Imam Wahbi Muhammad, said there ain't nothing more important than removing all racial images out of worship. He said there ain't nothing else that you can do that is more important than that. So we are out front. The people are looking at us. The sisters and the brothers are looking at us. The young folks are looking at us. So we thank you all, and we pray that we get on this here on our job, and let's come together and do some things. Don't be waiting on nobody else to do nothing. Don't sit up and try to accuse somebody else when you ain't doing nothing yourself. If we're not successful, look at yourself. So we came to you in peace, and we're going to leave you in peace of As-Salaam Alaikum.
Well, As-Salaam. Well, thank you so much. And anybody else got anything to say, that match one and come into the queue, and we will see your hand up, this match one, and come into the queue, and we'll cut your mic on. And we will see this side of the aisle reporter be talking about business. So may Allah continue to bless us. Anybody got anything to say, that match one and come into the queue, and I will turn your mic on. We're here tonight to get rid of the images out of the world and inspire those people that's marching and all across this country, that they are marching, will be less, come less needed once they remove this image out of the world. And we all we're talking, and we're all trying to work and get this job done. Brother Ibrahim Abdullah, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Alhamdulillah. Now we got your mic on. You, we want to hear from you. Assalamu alaikum. You heard Sujah and Brother Muhammad, all that have been speaking on things that affect us. So you, here you go. You got it.
All right, nice. I only been witness and testify nothing deserve to worship except Allah alone. We have no soldiers, no partners, and I'll bear witness openly that Muhammad, to whom the final revelation, the Quran, will reveal to, is his servant, his messenger, and he's the seal of the prophets. So we don't have to look for nobody prophesizing. It already been prophesied that we would be the one that carried this torch, the truth, and we're carrying it. I'd like to say this first. I heard my brother Suja, our big brother, and the main thing, everything he said was powerful. The main thing he said, he echoed out what Imam Muhammad told us, what we should be doing, and what's more important than anything in life at this moment is to champion in our voices to remove all image from religion. That means we will free religion. You free the people's mind in religion once they accept the truth. That's a powerful statement. Ain't nothing more important than that. That's why we had the problems that we're having today. You know, children being molested. Where it come from? It come from that image. Women being molested. Where they come from? Little boys. Older people. Where that come from? That come from the image, and we can prove it. The scripture back us up on that, and our big brother gave us that back over a month or so ago. The first chapter of Romans, verse 20 on, will show you how this came about. And that's why we're fighting so hard to protect the women and the children and our seniors, the older people that's here on this planet today. You know, it's a shame when you are afraid to come out your house. That's why we're talking about building a community that will be safe for everybody to walk. Everybody can come out your front door, speak to your neighbor, or walk through your corridor, because we like to build it when you walk through a corridor and come right into a macella, a prayer area, where there's seatings, you know, to make prayer. Can't you see that? How we got houses built all around, but in the center of that, we have a macella or a masjid. And you don't never have to go outside unless you want to walk to it. You walk straight down the hallway, through a door, right into the macella. Now, you tell me that's not a heavenly peace of mind. Those are the type of things we're talking about building. We need everything that would take to build that kind of community. Okay, well, what do it start from? It starts from us getting together, like our brothers and them said earlier, and eradicate the thing that caused us. Listen now, the thing that caused us to go wrong. That's why we're so fast. You know, I always say, you know, I'm quick because fast is much too slow. That's why we be so quick to run to God to ask for forgiveness. For what? Why you got to rush and do it? We rush to ask him for forgiveness for the thing that caused us to get him and to go and to do the thing outside of the nature of the human being that he created. You don't think that's worth running to God and ask for forgiveness for? If you stop and think of some of the things you've done in your past, and you know what it is, you'll drop your head to the floor and ask the God for forgiveness. So we trying to build a community. We call it community life. If you don't have community life, you ain't got nothing. If you don't have community life, what you will have is what you see outside your door right now in the streets. People walk on their pants down past their behind. Hat turned sideways on their head. They let you know that's where they're going in. You think they're walking straight, but they're actually walking sideways. Young girls, women being not only molested, but being easily influenced by Shaitan, by Satan out there in the streets. So we tired of that kind of community. We have to come together, put our hard-earned money where our mouth at. Put our money where our mouth, where we can build community for righteous-minded people. Yes, we want to build a center. A center, and we will name it Detox. You may have been a Muslim way back in the past that come, but we got a place to put you to see exactly how you're going to function. And can't you see the peace in that? The peace that we need to come together and create is what we're talking about building. We're talking about businesses on our property. That you'll go to a supermarket, we call it your supermarket, whatever supermarket you want to name it, but you know when you go in there, you don't have to worry about nobody got a hood on or a mask on their face, talking about stick them up. No. And also, we will have security on our property. You have security that you see, but we do like our imam told us, the best security we'll have is the one you don't see. So that's the kind of community that we're trying to build. We're trying to get in the frame of mind in the spirit of business, and then from business to build. We're tired of stepping outside our doors, our home, and don't see nothing to represent us. Everything in your neighborhood, every store on the corner, down the street, in your neighborhood don't belong to you. When you step out that door, you should be ashamed to see all these businesses and the money in those businesses going out of your neighborhood and your name in. It's not on now one of them. That's the thing. So what we're trying to do is to motivate you. Call us. I want to call that brother Suja. He the older among us. That's their big brother. They call. That's right. And I want to tell him, the brother, look, I got $500,000 that I can give y'all. Set up a bank account. Where you wanted it to go? Where we wanted it to go to BUII. It's documented. And then not only can we buy land, we can start the process that we're talking about doing when it comes to what? Building homes. Yes, we would have, if God bless us, live long enough, we would have a medical center on it. So you don't have to ride 40 miles to get to a medical center facility, and you're dead before you get there. We would have staff, Muslims, believers, on our property, living there, insurance, that have medical license. Can you hear what we're saying? So why are you holding on to your dollars that you can't take to the grave with you? You know the importance of giving zakat or charity when you go to the masjid? And we know there's many forms of giving charity, but just stop and think, what does your charity do when you give? It wipes away some of the sin. That's what God says he does for you. When you give from your heart, he wipes away some of your sins. And then since we're so close to Ramadan and we talk about building a community life, Ramadan is coming and we're making our intentions to fast Ramadan now. How could you make intentions to fast during the month of Ramadan for Allah? This fast is for Allah. And you sit on 2 or 3 million, 100, whatever. And you're going to the Ramadan for what? And you don't even help your brothers and sisters. Those are hollering out. You hear us talking about building a community life, trying to purchase land. We got 15, 16, 17, 18, 20 families already to go with us. And if we can purchase some land to start building houses, and you sitting there with some money and don't give nobody nothing, and you going into Ramadan for what? And everything that we have. Don't you know that Allah gave it to you? Ain't nothing you got, not even yourself, that Allah didn't give it to you. And then you got nerve to hold on to something that you can't even take to your grave. You can't even take your wife and your car to the grave. That entity belongs to somebody else when you're gone. But then stop and think, if you did that, you went to be your eye. You talked to the brothers and sisters. You gave a certain amount of money to purchase some land. Just say you purchased the land for them. And then having to call in and start getting the people that wanted to come on that land to start building homes. Think how much Allah would favor you when he takes you away from him. And then when he pull you on the other side and bring you back to consciousness, like Prophet Muhammad said, think of the blessing that Allah would have for you. So what's wrong with us? If our leader told us the best thing that we can do right now is to fight that image, that's more important than anything, that's more important than life. Because it will produce a kind of life where people can feel safe and not offended of their color. Not offended of their hair, eyes, nose, lips. No, why wouldn't you be offended? Because what I have is what God gave me. We're going to turn this thing around and show you how beautiful you are, because God said in the scripture, in the Bible, everything you make, that's good. So how are you going to let somebody come and tell you, if God said it's good and he created, how are you going to let somebody influence you to tell you that you're ugly? Look at your lips. Look at your nose. No, we kind of build a community. Well, all that kind of stuff, we'll wipe it out. People will run to our community to be a part of it, to bring their children, grandchildren, great-great-grands. We're trying to build something that'll take our great-great-great-great-great-great-grandchildren all the way up to the door till they leave here and cross over. And then when Allah blessed you to see them again, huh? And having a paradise, and they will tell you, granddaddy, grandma, what y'all love for us, I'd like to let you know what we did with it. And you know you've been blessed because Allah allowed you to talk to your grandchildren that's coming behind you. You're trying to make a way for them where they don't be abused and misled, where they would come and stick with what God, the plan that God gave us, and we pass it on to them. And we can feel good in ourselves when God calls us back to leave here, that everything will be all right. I'm looking at my time now. So this is what we're trying to do. And just ask yourself, why I'm sitting on this money? If Allah had told you in the book, that when you give, if you don't give for your heart, you can't get rewarded. And if you mention it, oh, I did this for y'all, well, it's no good. It won't even be recorded. That's why we say when we give from our heart, we give up a part of our consciousness that we will never repeat again. And if we do repeat it, we repeat it in such a positive note that the world will want to contact you, contact the ones you help, and see how we've done things. And yet, you still want to sit on your behind. You got a lot of nerve to me. I'm a fast for a lot of Ramadan. Everything a lot of bless you with, and you want to hold on to it. You hear us calling out? Like the Prophet and his Sahaba, they called out, and people came. People came and helped them. Gave to the Prophet. And when the Prophet had received camel loads of goods, whatever, he made sure before Maghrib came in that all that was given away that they brought to him. How come you don't do the same thing for us? Help us build a community that Imam Muhammad put in our minds, in our vision. We got vision. You should want to be a part of that vision. I came to you in peace. I want to leave you in peace. As-salamu alaykum.
Hey, guys, salam. Thank you, Brother Ibrahim. Our next speaker is coming up, and now Hameen Muhammad, who sponsored this show through Sister Claire Muhammad Sim School. Brother Hameen Muhammad. As-salamu alaykum, Brother Hameen.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Alhamdulillah, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, we hear you.
All praise be to Allah, alhamdulillah. Yes, Sister Claire Muhammad STEM School, we need to, I need to put a little bit more energy into it, and alhamdulillah, Allah, we pray Allah reward us. We need to get our children into a healthy environment, our young men. You know, anywhere from eight to 18, you know what I mean, our young men, you know, and don't let the people lock them up and give them a good education. But I was thinking early this morning about Brother Ahmed Kareem. Ahmed Kareem, he's a twin. His twin was Amir Kareem. And Ahmed Kareem, I think he developed Alzheimer's and dementia. And I don't really know if he's living now. I need to check, but he was quite sick. But I before his brother gave me a copy of The Image and other works by Ahmed Bilal Kareem, the poet. The Image, and I'd like to just share this with you. The image that hangs on the walls of our homes, the walls of our churches, the walls of our subconscious minds that keep us following misled preachers, the blind leading the blind. The image that says that the Almighty God has a physical son whose skin is lily white. It haunts and taunts our very souls and pains us day and night. The image that claims to be a part of the so-called Trinity of white divinity. The European image of a bleeding white corpse nailed to a hideous cross to keep white flesh lifted up as king and queen and boss. A wicked scheme far and beyond our wildest dream to push the lie that white is supreme and keep us all at a loss. A lie so grave that even the dead tremble, turn, and toss. If Prophet Jesus could come back, he stopped this lie in its track, condemned the entire Christian order for spreading this lie to every land, to every single border. Right-minded people all over the world should despise what Satan has done and tell the world that God Almighty has no need of a son. The image that lies in Jesus' name and places the world in a skin color game, telling whites that they and God are one and the same, while darker people's heads hang in shame and the wicked schemers sit back and laugh, yet they're the ones to blame. Says that Europeans are special human beings, that white is right, pure, perfect, and clean, that blonde, stringy hair and pale white flesh should naturally reign supreme. So the little white boy easily grows up to master all his dreams, while the little black boy lives with the loss of pride and self-esteem. The damnable image, the white power sign that shapes and creates the racist mind, the Superman, Tarzan, the chosen race syndrome. Let the truth ring out from the tallest hill and the highest dome so common sense can come back home. Let the eyes of the minds of the masses see image has done to you and me to liberate the hearts and minds of the whole humanity. The religious leaders must eventually count, answer, and pay for this horrible thing they've done, giving the world a bleeding white corpse as God's only son. They've raised this image and praised this image for much too long a time, an international shame and a devastating crime, a con game and a lie that crosses color lines, killing common sense and murdering innocent minds, the crime of the robber who plunders and steals and pulls off a heist is not as big as the crime of the lie they boldly tell on Christ. Christian leaders have lauded and cheered and sanctioned this image for heaven knows too long. From the common preacher to the Pope of Rome, they know in their hearts it's wrong. If we turn our back on this ugly crime, we'll never be morally strong. Just as sure as the full moon is round and that ears can pick up sound, and just as the plants and flowers grow when planted in the ground, the bloody image of crucified God surely must come down. Allahu Akbar. I mean. Yeah, this is Brother Ahmed Kareem. Ahmed Kareem, and he got a twin brother named Amir, and he was staying with Amir and his sister. So, alhamdulillah, this is the image. I'm going to try to make copies.
Yeah, we need a copy of that.
Brother Agbar.
Right. Thank you, Brother Ibrahim. Alhamdulillah, that was a good teaching and good preacher, Brother Ibrahim. Who's the suja?
My white ball. Thank you.
Yeah. Brother Bilal and I we did a whole lot of dawah together. We lived together. Me and him lived together there in Chicago. And we went downtown with the horn, and we talked for a while. And so he was very good brother, articulate, very articulate. Imam Muhammad loved it. Yeah, they was close. Yes, sir. He died.
He did die.
Yeah. Allah forgive him for his sin and water him in paradise. Praise be to Allah.
Okay.
But please send the please. I want to buy one of those books also.
I'll make copies up, and I'll send it to you. Yes, sir, brother. No problem.
I appreciate it, brother. That'd be a blessing. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Yes, I'll turn it back over to you, Brother Akbar.
Well, thank you, brother. Please send us a copy of that. Yes, sir, we shall need that. Thank you so much. That's beautiful. Okay, assalamu alaikum. Let me see. Brother Muhammad from Atlanta, Georgia. You know.
Well,
bring brother. Yeah, he's gone. Yeah, brother Sujar. Back up. You back up. I'm being loud.
Assalamualaikum. Alhamdulillah. That's probably hit me a little bit. I went through a whole lot together. They're in Chicago. And,
yes, sir.
You know, I really appreciate the respect that brother Amin just gave him. Praise be to Allah. You know, and this is one of the brothers that was on the career committee with us.
Right.
Yeah, he's one of the brothers on the career committee. And I think we the only one Saif Allah, you know, was with us. So, you know, he's still alive. And a brother named Rashid in Chicago, he's still alive. And there's one more brother, I can't think of his name. I saw him when we went to Chicago and we stayed there with Brother Oldsby. He came to that presentation that we did there in Chicago. But Sister Muslima is still alive, you know. It's just a few of us, but I would say about four of us that's still alive, you know, that was in the Craig Committee. And this committee was a committee that Imam Wahdi Muhammad gave us a special class for a dawah class that he taught us. We had some other brothers. They came in there. We didn't say nothing, but they tried to cause division. When they came in, told Imam Wahdi Muhammad that we was getting the people upset outside there in the community and downtown. We were making people upset and we was causing this and that. And the Imam said, and Bilal can tell it better than I can. He can tell that story better than I can. The Imam said that I got plenty of friends downtown, and they told me that they heard some of his people's downtown, and said they was teaching strong. And he said that you should have been there. He said you should have been there. That's what the Imam said. And this brother, he came in there was trying to, he had some nerves. He came in there and tried to cause the division with us, and he never did dawah. You know, but he came in there and because the Imam had set up classes for us. For the dawah people, we were selling as the light shining out of east. We were selling those by the case.
That's right.
And we were teaching from those books, and had them sitting down there and selling them to the public as the light shining out of east. So I don't know. You know, you have people that really, 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 really All he had to do was come out there with us. That's all he had to do was come out there with us, and with the way we was doing it, you know, after one person teach, then another, just the same way we're doing this right here. When one person get through teaching, then the other person go up and teach. You know, we even missed the old Caucasian. There was a Caucasian came out there talking about the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. And we told him, yeah, you know, you don't have to, all these people out here, you don't have to bust up to me. He said, if you want to talk, why don't you let this brother get through talking? And then we have another brother coming up, he'll yield, and you can go up there and say something. He didn't want to do that. He didn't want to do that. And Allah is my witness. When he kept going, he said, he kind of keep causing confusion and bust up the crowd and things. And so I told him, I said, man, you know, you ain't no Christian. You're not a Christian. He said, what do you mean I'm not a Christian? I said, a Christian in the Bible say if I slap you on one side of the cheek, you will turn nothing. He said, I'm a Christian. I said, if you're a Christian, I said, okay, then let me. And then there was some game bangers around there, standing around. I said, if you're a Christian, would you let me slap you on one side of the cheek? And he said, yeah. I said, okay, let me slap you. And he stood up there, and he let me hit him. I slapped him so hard, his jaw in my hand. And he got ready to fight. I said, okay, now, turn the udden. And he turned the udden, and I slapped him on the other side of his cheek. Believe it or not, I did it. Slapped him on the other side of his cheek. And some young brothers out there said, dang. Did y'all see that the Muslim brother slapped that Christian? He said, hey, no way in the world I'll be a Christian. I'm telling y'all the truth. I'm telling you the truth. Yeah, he said, ain't no way in the world I'll be a Christian. Nobody hit me like that. I'm gonna turn it back to y'all. I said I'm an ankle.
Well, they got a lot of work, but anybody that wants to say anything, there's Max one coming into the queue. Okay, Brother Ibrahim, you got 10 minutes to let somebody else come. You got it. You got 5 minutes. Go ahead, Brother Ibrahim.
Yes, I said I'm an ankle. What I'm
gonna
do, let me close right here. Since we got like 8 minutes, let me close so we can run in 8 minutes. If we run over, we'll have to worry about we miss closing out.
Yes, okay. You do.
Inshallah.
You have to bring back closing out. You have to bring back lines.
Okay, go ahead.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahi rahmanir rahim. Wal asri inna l-insana lafi khusr. Illa ladina aminu wa amilu salihati. Wa tawassaw bil haqq. What the wassail did suffer. Allah, let not our hearts deviate from that which you have brought us to. I seek protection from Allah and I do repent to him. Ameen, Ya Rab.
Ameen.
Yes, I'm just going to say, man, I'm asking a question to everybody and I'm even questioning myself. If we would have followed exactly everything that Imam Muhammad gave us to the best of our ability to date, how far would we be?
We way down there.
Huh?
Yeah.
You remember I said twice, and you remember I read it from the reflection, Imam Muhammad was saying that if he's wrong, he said correct him. If he's outside of Quran and the tradition of Muhammad the prophet, he said come and correct him. Am I correct?
That's right.
Yeah,
that's what our leader said.
Yeah.
So like you might say before,
right? This is our problem. We can't be corrected. Many of us. Now, like I always echo a lot about BUII, we got a beautiful platform now, and we're inviting people to come, listen to us, or to join. But we got a platform, and we got to understand in that platform that we love each other. And our hearts go out to each one of us that's on that board. And we correct each other. And that's what we have to do. You know, we don't, and the reason we do it is because Allah corrected Prophet Muhammad.
Like,
and we have proof of that. So if Allah corrected Prophet Muhammad, who is we? That you can't be corrected. That's the kind of community life that we're trying to build. All that goes into the community we're trying to build. But people be so comfortable, look, you go there, and we're doing like this. We use one of our old principles we use in this Islam. When you see your brother, sister, there, right? You pull your brother, sister to the side. Many of us can't stand to be corrected in a bunch of people, right? Correct your brother and strictures of privacy. For he who knew not. Meaning, at one time, we didn't know. Somebody had to correct us. And that principle, it applies today. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to put ourselves in a light, in position, in care, the personality of Prophet Muhammad. And we want to walk the same path that Prophet Muhammad walked. Even in our prayer, what did Prophet Muhammad say? He said, pray as you see me pray. So with all these other forms and stuff that you got, coming out for the women and the Muslim brothers, if we read the history of Muhammad and he say, pray as you see me pray, why is all this stuff added to the prayers that Muhammad didn't do? So we're going to build a community based on what? The pattern that Muhammad, life example, when he was here 1,440-some years ago. That's the kind of community and life that we're trying to build. Because it was a brilliant community life that he led. That's why it's all the way down here with us. Yes, and we picked it up. Like our big brother said, the greatest thing we can do today is fight this image, and that's exactly what we're going to do, or die trying. That's why we say, surely I turn myself to you, Allah, trying to be upright to you, who originated the heaven, earth, and all of polytheists. Surely my prayers, my sacrifice, my life, and my death. And so a lot of them be lying when they say that. It's all for you, Allah, the Lord of all the worlds. No associate has you, and this I'm even commanding, and I am of those who submit. Now, if my life, my death, my sacrifice, all that for Allah, why you sitting on the money you got instead of helping us? So you're lying, and we can prove the liar. Okay, we got a couple minutes. Let me yield right here so somebody, my big brother come in, I'm about to come in. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam. Hey, Bob, you got it? Okay, well, alhamdulillah.
You got it, big brother.
Yes, sir.
I'm just happy to hear this great knowledge that hate that we don't have 200,000 people or better, a million, to hear this, because they're trying to make the human being come together as family, and well, we won't have all this murder and killing and all this filth that we see in the world. And that's what we're working for. We're working to clean up the mess that's been given to us. So so we're here tonight. Opportunity to be on this Block Talk radio station. And we pray that we'll come back Saturday. We'll be off tomorrow, so enjoy yourself. But I got a sign made that tells about the Block Talk radio station. I'm going to put it out in a heavy zone. So may Allah continue to bless this Block Talk radio, because we are saying some things, and I'm listening, and I'm loving, and I'm sure somebody else would hear what we had to say. We would make a difference in the world. And that's what Imam has done. That we want to let people, the whole world know that Prophet Muhammad is the seal of the Prophet. We will continue to want him keep Prophet Muhammad out front, and let the people know that they have lied to us about Christ Jesus, and he died for